always interested when I ask people in a patient who is higher risk that you're going to bring in the hospital, how long do you keep them in the hospital? What exactly do you do in the hospital?
So the label indication, or the way that we're meant to do it right now, is that for at least the first two doses, so the 20 milligram and then the 50 milligram, you bring them in the hospital. We generally bring them in the night before they start, give them some hydration, and then start the venetoclax in the morning, and then check tumor lysis labs at least by 6 hours post-venetoclax. Sometimes we do 4, 8, and 12 hours, and then definitely at 24 hours. And if I don't see any evidence of tumor lysis at 24 hours post-dose, I will discharge them and then let them come back for the next dose. If they don't have TLS with the first two dose escalations, you don't have to keep doing it inpatient, although you certainly can if worried about that.
Just kind of curious, in this patient, you said she'd been on nibrutinib for 5 years. Now she's on venetoclax for 2 years. Imagine if I told somebody like 4 years ago that story.
I know.
I'm just kind of curious, quality life-wise, in this particular patient, ibrutinib versus venetoclax.
You know, for her, I would say pretty similar. She actually tolerated the ibrutinib really well. I don't even think she had bothersome joint pain. So I think that her quality of life has been really excellent on both, and definitely better than when she was receiving the chemotherapy.
Right.